Hello.
Sam, hi, Sam and Griffiths. I've got Alex and Ian here from Lucha, Mexico. Are you ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're born ready. Thank you, my friend. Have fun.
Okay. Hey, Alex, Ian, hey, thank you so much for calling to the podcast. This is awesome. I just wanted to jump right into it. I watched Lucha Mexico last night. I watched it like three times. It was awesome, man.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a big wrestling fan myself, and you guys have done a tremendous service to the sport of professional wrestling. And quite honestly, I knew it was going to be good because I watched Better Than Something. That was a while ago. So.
Oh, that's awesome! Thanks so much.
Like I said, I just want to get right into it. You guys did a great service. You covered like Perro Aguayo, Fabian, Sexy Star, the Women's Revolution. I got in Mexico. Not to mention the main characters like Shocker, Jay Strongman, and like just their day-to-day grind. I'm curious, what made you? You know, what got you exposed to professional wrestling?
I've been a fan pretty much my whole life, and I always wanted to make a wrestling film. And when I got into documentary, I knew that there was a different side of wrestling that a lot of people don't get to see. You know, and they don't know about it, or they just don't get to see it. But either way, it's not something that's been in a lot of films or even TV. And one of the angles I liked was I was thinking of making a movie in the U.S., obviously. But I like the idea of how some guys go down to Mexico to either rehab or to sort of build their career or to, you know, just for the extra work, whatever it may be, because it's good down there. But my initial thing wasn't that I was going to focus on that. Alex and I were working on another film together. Well, we were doing that, and we were doing another project, actually, at the same time. But regardless, we were doing that or something, and... I was showing her, I was like, well, I really want to do this wrestling thing, but I think I'd like to go to Mexico and do at least part of it there. I was showing her some matches, and that just, like, all of a sudden it kind of took off.
I know, and I have no childhood love for wrestling. I didn't grow up around it like Ian, but my mother's Mexican, and I have a tie there, and when Ian showed me the wrestling lucha on like, I think it was like 3 in the morning, I was like, watch this. I said to him, you know what, don't make the American wrestling movie, make the Lucha Libre movie, and if you do, I'm going to do it with you, because I just wanted to know more about it. I mean, seeing the masks, obviously, the high-flying moves, and the women in there, I was super excited to learn more about it, and so that's sort of where it started. We went down to Mexico.
I gotta say, if this is your first exposure to professional wrestling, you really hit a crash course, because Lucha Libre, to some degree, is like ridiculously much like it, how seriously they take that over, you know, I guess Americanized it. Yeah, you really just dove in head first.
Totally. I have to say, I'm glad you see that, because we had, like I said, we had no direct contact, or it really was just us going down there to and saying we want to make a movie about this, and it was immediate for us that it was a big world. I mean, there was no doubt that in our mind that we were going to have to spend the time, because, you know, just making a film about one wrestler was something that didn't interest us. There was so many things going on, as you know. I mean, there's so many facets to the whole sport. So we were trying to get all that, and that's what took so long is following all of this.
One thing we learned early on, which was pretty cool, I think, it's something I've always really liked about it, is that whenever you would be with a wrestler, if you were going to go to a show with them, or you were going to, you know, be just doing an interview or whatever it was, they would almost always say, oh, and you also need to meet my other friend, or you need to meet this other promoter, or you need to see this show or shoot this thing or whatever. It wasn't, you know, like, you'd think the egos would be huge, and they are big egos, obviously, because of what they do, but they all wanted us to be following all these different wrestlers and to see the whole world. They didn't want, no one wrestler was like, it's got to be all about me, you know, and so
maybe one or two.
One or two that we didn't work with.
gotta ask, how'd you, like, land on Shocker? Like, my radar of Shocker was him in the X-Cup in TNA, and then from and from there, the slight beef with Alex Shelley, and then he just went away. What made you attracted you to Shocker?
Well, I mean, I also knew Shocker from that. You know, that was how I had known. I mean, you know, and there are a few Mexican wrestlers that I guess everybody kind of knows, but he was one, you know, that when we were over at CMLL, he was around, and at first we weren't really dealing with him. We were dealing with kind of other people. But we met John Strongman, and he's friends with John Strongman, and we were introduced to Shocker, and, you know, Shocker, I mean, you know, he took a minute to, like, sign us up or whatever, but for the most part, once he was hanging out with us and got into what we were doing, he really opened up in a way that I think nobody else did, and we started to see, God, this is a guy who really, you know, he represents so much of the business down there, and so, yeah, he only maybe had a short time in the U.S., you know, only a year or so working here, but in Mexico, his legacy is really long, and he just knows everybody. You know, he's a real leader in terms of, like, you know, behind the scenes, in terms of the other wrestlers and dealing with promoters and things like that. So, you know, and his family history. It just made a lot of sense when we started to see all that and when he started to reveal all that.
Hey, I gotta ask, after going through the doc and watching it, what do you wish more people knew about wrestling in general?
Well, good question. But you know what I think? For me, it's always been that this idea of real and fake isn't important. That those guys are out there to put on a show, and it's a tough show. It's like they are getting beat up. You think that they're not, you know, people who don't know, they think that it's really fake and choreographed, and it's none of that. You know, this is a stunt show. This is a really high-impact stunt show, and these guys go out and do it at least every night, sometimes a few times a day, and it's part of that culture in Mexico, so we've got sort of two sides of it, you know, to see wrestling from a different perspective, but also see a different side of Mexico, you know, the more positive side, a more, you know, family-oriented side, that there's a life down there that's not like drugs and violence, you know, I mean, there's violence in the ring, but that's the point, it's the catharsis, so...
I mean, I think, again, our initial idea of making this film was to show that it's, you know, I think we're used to seeing, like, the wrestler type of movie, that it is, like, drugs and, you know, small little arenas and just a brutal lifestyle, which there's no doubt that there is some of that, you know, but ultimately these wrestlers are super happy and they love what they do, and it's not, they're not pumping drugs in themselves, you know, like, they're clean and so I think that you'll see that in this film too. So we're excited about that.
Hey, I'm glad you kind of brought that up. You know, when you talked about, like, the drugs and the stuff like that, like, you take another documentary, sort of like Beyond the Mat, were you guys very hesitant, you know, to, like, want to not necessarily be involved in this because of a lot of controversy that came up with about the drug and the culture and stuff like that? Were you guys...
No, go on.
No, I was just saying, did people, like, pull out or looked at you guys skeptically or anything like that?
Yeah, of course. You know, and it's a secretive kind of business, so there are a lot of people who, you know, they just don't want to reveal that much. And there were a lot of people that we ended up becoming friendly with while we were there, but they're not in the film, and we didn't shoot anything with them because it just wasn't, you know, they don't want to do it that way. They like to keep it secret. But I don't think in those cases it was, like, drugs and that kind of stuff. It's just that... You know, because of things like Beyond the Mat and other films of that type, there's like a feeling, there's a wariness that, you know, they don't know how we're going to represent them. A lot of the stuff in those movies sometimes, you know, is something that the wrestler didn't know was going to be represented that way. And we wanted them to know that anything we did was something that they could look at and go, yeah, that's the truth. Even if it's a harsh truth, they weren't going to feel like we were taking advantage of them. So that was a big part of it, and we knew that there was that history of how people perceive those movies and filmmakers, and, you know, it was something we had to be really careful about.
While making that, what was the biggest challenge of making a film, or was that it?
There's so many. I mean, honestly, there are. I don't want to, you know, I could list a bunch, but the biggest I think it would be is really when you get back with all the material and having to pick and choose your characters. Obviously, Shocker, we knew. imagine what we had to do, and then brought down to 3 hours, and then having to lose wrestlers, and their stories are just as important, but it just didn't, you know, there's so much you can throw at an audience in 90 minutes, and we would have loved to make the epic 3-hour movie, but that would probably not go over well. So that, for me, I think was the biggest challenge, and like I said, the DVD will have a lot of extras, and so we're happy about that.
What about funding? Was that a challenge?
That's always a challenge.
Yeah, in post, especially. But no, I mean, this ultimately is a very low-budget movie. Ian and I were camera, we were sound, we were directors, editors. It's later having to do colors, you know, sound mix, and music. Obviously, music's a big part of the film, so... that stuff costs money, but we freelance and we had to take our time doing it. I mean, we finished another film in between too and did freelance work.
I gotta say, you brought up the soundtrack. Yeah, that the music in this was, it gets you in the mood. It really sets the tone of what you're watching. All of the stuff, whether it be like the previously recorded stuff by Rodrigo Gabriela, the sword, the tubes, or the original stuff, Jonathan Snipe, Sergio Mendoza. How did you pick the music?
I'm glad you knew. Yeah, I mean, that took a while. Ian picked the tube song. He was like, you have to put this, we have to put this in. You know, we wanted something, a blend that was very traditional. So we had Sergio Mendoza, who's a big Tucson Mexican musician, composed some stuff for us. And then we wanted stuff that was very modern and had energy and could drive, which was Jonathan Snipes. He's an LA-based film composer, really created a lot of the theme songs to the film. And then again, picking like Rodrigo and Gabriela, the tubes, like fun stuff, and then some Mexican artists like Conjunto Africa. Like,
well, we had to have that. I mean, you have to have the Luchador song in there. That's just a given almost. But the thing is also, we wanted to make sure that, like, you know, somebody from Mexico is watching the film, that they wouldn't look at it and go, oh, this is like gringo music, this is inauthentic. You know, we wanted to make sure that if the wrestlers watched it, they would feel at least a little bit like, yeah, I would have this on, like, in the car or at my match, you know. So we were very careful that, picking things that worked well for a movie, but also felt like they were authentic to that world. That was a balancing act.
Authenticity seems to go through this whole documentary, so I think that's very important to you guys.
Yeah, I think that, you know, as you saw it three times, it's packed. I mean, you know, there's really no breathing in this movie. It's in that sense that
yeah, I mean, the thing is that we definitely wanted to make sure that it was something that when the wrestlers watched again, that they would look at that and go, yeah, that's my life, that's real. You know, like, they're not going to say, oh, what did you make out of me? What did you, you know, you faked something. Or that it's like you're from Mexico City or you're from one of the other towns we went to, that they wouldn't, you know, feel as though we were exploiting them or representing them the wrong way. That they would look at that and go, oh, yeah, that feels like what it's like to go to these shows, you know. So that was really important to us.
All right. I got two more questions, and I know you guys are busy, so I'll let you on your way, but you guys, without giving out too much, you guys did very, very good at representing guys like Fabian and Pero. Has any of the families or anybody reached out just to kind of pat you guys on the back, say you did a good job, or do they know?
Well, with Fabian, yeah, you know, we talked to the family. With Pero, we focused it a little bit more on his, like, the people he had been in the ring with, because we felt like, you know, the fact that he had died in the ring, you know, even though his father's a very famous wrestler, it just felt like getting the perspective of the guys that were working with him at the time made a lot more sense. So in that regard, you know, we really wanted to make sure that all those people felt like you know, we're connected to it and represented the right way, and that they had a chance to chime in and kind of give a feeling of it. You know, have they come along and, you know, congratulated us or anything like that? I don't know if we've looked for it that way. You know, we just want to make sure that they feel like we've, you know, paid tribute and done the honorable thing.
Yeah, that's the feeling I got. I guess this is a two-part, and I guess we'll close with this. Do you have any, like, long-term goals for the movie? Something that says, like, this gotta happen before I say this is a success? Something?
Well, I think it's a success. I mean, we feel really excited right now because this, you know, finally the wrestlers can see the hard work and the time. And, you know, for a while when you're making a job, you know, you're telling them, this is going to get out there, this is going to get out there. And but you never know. It's all a gamble, you know, unless you have support from a network right before, you know, making a thing. So us, you know, having a release with Kino, Lorber, and Soli Luna is really a dream for us. And it's going to play in, you know, 30 venues on the big screen and get out to cable and you know, iTunes. It's exciting. So I think this is the beginning, you know?
And I would say just on a personal level, if I find out later on if people are saying, hey, you know, I saw the film and then I went down to Mexico and I just had to go to Arena Mexico, I had to go see a show, you know, if people are like, oh my God, I'm so excited to see Shocker or John Strongman or whoever, you know, that's a big success. That's a really big success.
Sure. Yeah, that's always been like the goal, that you see the movie and you want to go to see a show.
All right, I'm not going to lie to you. The thought of going to Mexico did cross my mind after watching this.
Yeah, it's worth it. Arena Mexico is a lot of fun.
If you go, we'll hook you up with it. At least with Arena Mexico.
All right, I will email you if I get out and actually go. And I want to just thank you guys so much because you made a hell of a doc. I enjoyed it. I'm pretty sure other wrestle heads or people not so much into wrestling will enjoy it too. So thank you guys one more time.
Awesome. Thank you, Sam. Nice talking with you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.